MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Seven Cabins fire burning northeast of Ruidoso within the 2004 Pepin fire burn scar and now extending across Capitan Peak has grown to more than 16,000 acres and remains 0% contained. Fire officials say improving weather conditions combined with increased ground and air resources are expected to help crews make significant progress towards containment objectives. The response now includes 691 personnel, supported by 22 crews, 33 engines, 2 helicopters, 24 water tenders, and 7 bulldozers. Crews are strengthening control lines along the fire's north and west perimeter, using heavy equipment and hand crews. On the southern edge, firefighters are conducting chipping and mastication operations to improve defensible space and reduce vegetation, helping reinforce containment lines. Officials have also established a spike camp to keep resources close in case of sudden changes in fire behavior, weather, or operational needs. Mandatory go status evacuations remain in effect from State Highway 246 to the ridgetop of the Capitan Mountains. Between mile marker 13 and Boy Scout Mountain, residents in those areas are urged to leave immediately for their safety. A set status evacuation remains in place north of Highway 246 between mile marker 13 and Boy Scout Mountain, meaning residents should be prepared to evacuate if conditions worsen. State Highway 246 remains closed between mile marker 19 north of Capitan and Mark Road in Chavez County. A forest closure order is also in effect, shutting down all roads, trails, and access points within the Capitan Mountain Wilderness Area and surrounding regions. A temporary flight restriction remains in place to provide safe access for firefighting aircraft. And although no red flag warnings are currently active, Stage 1 fire restrictions continue across the area. And the Alamogordo Police Department said 5 male teenagers have been charged in connection with the May 16th breaking and entering incident in which a homeowner was allegedly held at gunpoint. According to police, the suspect stole a firearm and body armor before fleeing the scene. One 16-year-old suspect was charged with aggravated robbery, larceny of a firearm, and larceny. The remaining 4 juveniles, including 2 17-year-olds, another 16-year-old, and a 14-year-old, were each charged with 3 counts of conspiracy, 3 counts of accessory, and 1 count of tampering with evidence. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.